You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, Tech D Rob.
Yes.
You know, I set out looking for something, trying to locate something that you and I both love.
Okay.
You know that that Coors Orange Creamsicle Pop Seltzer?
I forgot about that.
I hadn't seen it, so I started looking for it, and it seems that it has been discontinued.
No, it was so good.
However, the Molson Coors Company, I saw the sales weren't great on that, so they kind of pulled away from it. And wanted to focus more on their other brands of seltzer, which is one of them's Vizzy.
Vizzy is good.
Okay, so Vizzy has an orange creamsicle flavor, but I haven't been able to figure out where I can find that in our area, in our private area here where we live. So if you can find it, then I'll go get it.
So you said Vizzy, and what was the, is a certain flavor or?
Yeah, it's the orange creamsicle one. So I figure it's going to be the same since it comes from the same company as the Coors Creamsicle Pop Seltzer.
Ooh, that does look good. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta sniff it out like a bloodhound.
Hell yeah.
I'm on
it. Get on that.
Get on that, girl.
I'll check. There's a warehouse place near where I live in South Carolina that has a huge selection. I'll check there.
Oh, that's cool. And there's a whorehouse type place where I live. I'll check that out.
Got that Frugal McDougal's.
Yeah.
I like saying.
Oh yeah, they in North Carolina where we live, they only have beer, wine, and seltzers and all are at the regular stores. And then you got to go to a government-run alcohol beverage place to get the liquors and all that. So if they don't have the seltzer at the grocery store, you're pretty much out of it. Which is where there was one grocery store up here that carried the Coors Light or the Coors Creamsicle Pop flavors. And I'd always have to go over to that one store. But I just hate the fact. I would drink a lot more of those seltzer things. One, if they put it in a normal can, not the skinny can. And the other, they would put one flavor in the, you know, you get a 12-pack of one flavor, so you don't have to deal with a variety pack. I hate that.
Yeah, you want a variety pack?
No, I want just one flavor, a 12-pack of the one flavor.
Oh, I misunderstood what you said.
Yeah, I don't want, you know, because they're always going to put some kind of bullshit black cherry in there or something that I'm just going to end up throwing away.
So you just can't buy one, just the ones that you want?
Sometimes you can, but...
Could you sit there and and take a couple of them and just move them around until you get what you want?
No, you can't do that like they do with the crazy IPAs and stuff where you build your own six-pack in the grocery store. Don't you judge people who do that, Riggins?
Yeah, I mean, you just look like such a douche doing it. I mean, if you like it, God bless you. But I don't know. It's just like picking out your, you know, peanut butter and jelly beers. And I don't know. It's just a weird thing.
Maybe you just want to try different beers.
Like, yeah, I know. Anytime I see those things, I think, like, would my dad do that? And there's no way he would do that.
No. But, Rob, you still haven't gotten to where you like beer, have you?
The only beer I really drink is Miller. Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Okay, well, that's good. That's good beer.
God, I love beer, but I think I've just had to give it up.
Yeah.
Too fat?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know what it is. I hate myself.
But, I've gotten to where it just makes me too bloated if I sit, you know, on a Saturday and drink as many beers as I want.
Yeah.
Which is a lot because I love it. My favorite beverage.
Yeah. When I was drinking at home over Memorial Day, my dad, you know, he used to drink Michelob Ultras, but he's not drinking those anymore. So he's like, I'm glad you're drinking Coors because that's, I think that's what I'm going to go for. But I got some Miller Lights left in the fridge, so I'm going to have those. So when you go get your Coors out of the fridge, go put two Millers in the freezer. And they were already cold. I was like, you need them in the freezer now? And he goes, yeah, since I got older, like, I'm not settling for anything less than like out of the freezer, ice cold.
I totally get that, but I've always been the way.
You do that for every beer, and he goes, "I just it's something I started doing. Yeah, now I need to do it."
I turn the fridge down.
Well, there's other stuff in that fridge. I don't know, but he wants them like out of the freezer.
But I've done that regularly for years. If there's a six pack in the fridge, and I'm gonna have a beer in a little bit, I'll put one like a game's coming on in a little while. I'll put one in the freezer. Then when I go get that beer, I'll swap them out. I'll put another one in the freezer because it'll be back in a couple of minutes. I want it to be as cold as it can possibly be.
How many have exploded in there that you forgot about?
Just a few.
Yeah,
that would be my problem.
But you know, when you take beer that is right out of the box that hasn't been refrigerated, you take it off the shelf in the grocery store, take it home, you're getting ready to go out somewhere, you put the beer in the ice chest, cover it with ice, in exactly 30 minutes, they're ready to drink.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Man, I think cold beer coming out of an ice chest is better than any other beer.
Like if I'm going out doing stuff on the lake or whatnot on a Saturday and I know we're going to be going back out Sunday, I'll leave them in whatever's left. I'll put more beer on top of what was already in there. And that ice will stay in a Yeti, you know, through the night, and it'll still be ice the next day. And when I get out, it would be freezer cold for your dad if it's sitting in that ice overnight.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Yeah. But, you know, when you get out there and you're drinking like 12 beers in a few hours, you just start to drag, you know.
Yeah.
Make me want to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But if I get some of these Vizzies.
Oh, Vizzies.
They won't weigh me down as much. Vizzy? Yeah, and so you drink Vizzies because if you go into a restaurant or something and you start ordering liquor drinks, you're going to pay out the ass for that. I mean, the prices are just skyrocketing on everybody's liquor.
Would you order a Vizzy, an orange creamsicle Vizzy?
No. But, I mean, I would have a bunch on the boat before I got off at the restaurant.
Yeah, I've still not had any of those things.
Vizzy has a pineapple mango flavor that's really, really good.
He hates mango.
I hate mango.
It smells like an armpit.
Hell yeah. Strawberry kiwi.
I like that. I like a strawberry kiwi, but I just want the orange creamsicle. Is that so much to ask?
Yeah, that's the good news about that one. That's the only one that's not in a variety pack, it seems.
Yeah, at the Frugal McDougal's?
Oh, I'm looking at their website. And the only one that doesn't come in a variety pack is the orange cream pop.
And why can't they put them in a regular can? Is that just a sign to make sure that everybody knows, you know, it's okay for you to drink these, but they're really for women.
They are for women. That is what it is. Low calorie, fruity flavors. Of course, it's for women.
You know, energy drinks are going for the tall, skinny cans now, too.
Yeah.
As more women are drinking them?
I don't know. I guess so. The ones I got today are called Rain, and they're the new version of them. And they are 12 ounces, but they're tall cans.
Yeah, and it may be not that there are more women drinking them per se, like average women. It just may mean that there are more redneck women coming of age to drink.
Yeah, more dirtbags.
And the tall, skinny can makes it easier for them to hold their cigarettes and the drink in the one hand.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the BFCs of the good old days.
Now they got the pack of cigarettes, you know, cut between a couple of fingers, and they can still get their hand around the can because it's taller and skinnier now than it was before.
Daggone BFC, I could duct tape to my hand.
You talk about sexy.
Is it the Monster that gets the slim can?
I don't think Monster has slim cans. I think they're sticking to the bigger cans.
No, Monster has slim cans.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I had one yesterday.
Damn.
Yesterday or Tuesday, really? I was coming back from South Charlotte. And it was like 2:00. I was like, God, I'm tired, and I stopped in this place and grabbed one
skinny can. Y'all got Monster in the skinny can,
right? That's what.
Let me ask you something. Excuse me. Y'all got Monster in the skinny can.
If I just needed a boost in the afternoon,
because
I don't really like the taste of of energy drinks. Mm-hmm. I would get the 5-hour energy shot thing just right there and just do that rather than have to choke down, you know, a monster or something like that.
Well, you grow accustomed to tastes like that.
I got some watermelon's pretty good.
Yeah, but are the sugar-free ones good? Because, I mean,
it's the only ones I drink is sugar-free, and yeah, they're okay.
I do like to taste a couple of those flavors of Red Bull, but only the sugared flavor, like the, you know, that apricot.
The one you introduced us to?
Yeah. And the blueberry and the Juneberry, those are all pretty good.
They had an apple one that was really good.
Was it in the green can?
I think so.
Yeah, but those things are expensive too. You could go get a shot of good bourbon for what you pay for a Red Bull.
Are they expensive?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Red Bull's the most expensive energy drink.
What's a can of Red Bull cost?
I think it's like $3 for a skinny can.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And your dignity.
But $3 is probably an underestimation because of inflation and stuff, but that's what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your Monster cost?
It costs 12-ounce cans cost between $2.75 and $3.50 on average.
And you can usually find a deal of 2 for $4.
Yeah.
A Monster or a Red Bull?
A Monster. Yeah. Red Bull's usually 2 for $5 or $6.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Yeah. I know the first time I ever had a Red Bull, that's why I was, you always heard they had a race team, they had a Formula One team and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, damn, no wonder. These are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just don't think I could bring myself to say, oh, God, I had to choke down a Monster for lunch today. It's not my thing. Anytime somebody's drinking an energy drink like that, just by itself, you know, for the pick-me-up or whatnot. I always think of Britney Spears. Do you remember she used to always have a Red Bull in her hand? She'd go out at night and stuff, like through all those times where she was, you know, first becoming trashy. She always had a Red Bull.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's giving them up. I mean, they say she drinks gallons of energy drinks.
Oh, you know, God.
And is up for days at a time. No, it's probably not true, but.
Up for days at a time?
That's what they said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 48 hours just drinking and constant energy drinks, coffee.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I told y'all that every Saturday morning, my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband, Michael, share one of those big monsters, you know, because neither one of them drinks coffee. And they, you know, they just take turns, you know, getting pulls off of the Monster.
Are they getting up early? Is that why? Or is it
Oh, no. Well, she does. She gets up really early and works out and stuff. On Saturdays, he's not getting up early. But still
just a Monster
today,
man.
And I don't even know what the flavor is. Maybe, what's the original flavor? Is it in the black can? I think the one they drink is in the black can.
Black can with green letters?
No. Oh. No, it's not green.
A red, what is it, a Monster?
It's a Monster with a, I think the can is black and the writing is either silver or white.
Let's see.
But it looks like a giant oil can.
Doesn't
I don't know which one that is, though.
Maybe a special one. You know,
there's something called Ultra Black. It's black with some red and the writing is a like a silver, whitish silverish color.
You would not believe how many different kinds of Monsters there are on this damn website.
Yeah. It's a bunch.
Hey, man,
rednecks like variety.
That's right. And the internet.
Oh, there's a Monster Hydro that looks like a water bottle.
You thought it was water. Hell no, it ain't water. I'm going to fire your ass right now.
Jesus turned the water into a Red Bull.
Neogenics presents the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show. Click on acetj.com/neogenics. More Extra Funny next.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace TJ Prime Reward members, here is your extra funny secret word. Next. That's next. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Putting the X in extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Riggins was just telling us that he was in the grocery store the other day and got trapped in the beer cave because he pushed a cart in there.
Yeah. How did you get trapped in the beer cave with the cart?
I went into the beer cave with the cart, which apparently is you don't do that.
I've never, ever thought about pushing the cart inside the beer cave.
You just leave it outside and then go and get it and come back.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I don't know. The food line that I normally shop in has a big enough space, and every other grocery store I've been in has big enough space to move the cart in. So I just don't even think about it. Go in with the cart, put the beer in there, go back out. But I went to this grocery store that's close to my house that I'd never been to before, and I pushed the cart in, and then immediately I'm like, oh, this is a tight fit. I don't know if I'm going to be able. And it was built like a horseshoe. Like they had beer in the middle and then a path around. So I'm like, and at that point, when I realized it was a tight fit, I should have been like, well, let me back out so I don't have to push. But I didn't for whatever reason. So I'm like pushing the cart all the way through and I get my beer and I'm still like, you know, shoulders crunched up. And I get back to the sliding doors and the doors didn't open because it didn't sense, I guess it didn't sense a person. So I went, oh my God, I'm stuck in the beer can. I'm dying here. So I had to traverse by myself, like back around. And then the doors open, and then I went to go pull the cart through, and I realized, oh, the cart's not going to fit through this way. I'm pulling it from the front. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just going to have to abandon all this stuff
and hang my cart here in the beer cooler.
Oh, man, I'm going to end up dying in here. So I, like, pushed it backwards all the way back through the path to get it out of there. I mean, it was a fiasco.
Yeah. And when you said... I got stuck in there because it wasn't big enough for the cart. I pushed the cart. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
What in the world?
It's the dumbest grocery store because then I went by the what do they call it? Fish, you know, where they got the fish and stuff. Yeah. And they have some sort of ship horn that blows when there's new fresh fish. So I'm walking by and it just goes, whoa! Are you shitting me? And it was so loud. You know what I'm talking about? Well, God.
I've never been to that store.
How about you warn somebody? Oh, man, like I could feel it. So loud. I'm like, they do that every time there's like fresh fish out here.
You know, Bilo used to make a thunderstorm sound whenever the sprinklers were about to turn on the
really?
On the produce.
There's some wacky shit.
Like the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah.
At Disney.
Yeah. You're just walking around looking at fruits and
Yeah, I mean, there's like sounds going, there's movies going on, and then you go to like get, you know, some herbs or something. They're like, cut your own herbs. Here's some scissors. I'm like, are you shitting me? What is going on in this store? In the dirt?
Yeah. The grocery stores now have just gotten to where they're trying to be vacation spots.
I didn't know that place was that fancy.
It's like trying to, maneuver your way through Busch Gardens or something.
It's crazy. Like, and all the aisles are cockeyed.
Yeah, watch us make the beer before you drink it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
All of that.
Welcome to our cupcake kiosk. I'm like, how many people are at the cupcake kiosk every day? I guess there's some. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just a nightmare. I'll never go back.
Yeah, that's how you know. That's how you know you're in a southern town that's filled with Yankee transplants.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Wacky
southern
shit.
People don't care about that. There's Lowe's Foods over here. I mean, it's been there for several years now, and they got stuff going on in there. It's like they got bands playing on weekends. And
yeah, it's wild.
I mean, it's crazy.
You go
like
there.
I'm just in here. I need a loaf of bread.
Yeah,
and some peanut butter.
Yeah. Friday afternoon, I think I've told you before, there's a, you walk in there and they'll have a guy with an acoustic guitar and a couple of speakers set up. There'll be 50 like old people in there, and they say they come from the apartment complex that's right by this, by that location. And it's just a bunch of like late 65 to 75, 80 years old, hanging out, having wine.
Oh, Yankees.
It's like the place to, I guess they're hooking up. I don't know what they're doing, but it just, it's packed in there.
Meet me by the jelly.
Is that place a southern chain, or is it, do we know?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
I think it's actually a North Carolina based company.
I only ask
because I
looked them up, and like their slug line is, other places may feed you a bunch of bologna, but they spelled it B-A-L-O-N-E-Y, and I don't know anybody that spells bologna that way.
Yeah,
I figured it was northern thing.
Yeah, bologna.
Bologna.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've gotten to where I want less of all of that mess. If I want to go to a bar, I'm going to go to a bar.
Yeah.
If I want to go to a restaurant, I'm going to go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
The grocery store should be a grocery store. And I want less of that, and I want the selection to get back to what it used to be. Yeah. They have to make room for all this kind of shit. And then when you used to go, and let's say a cake mix. So you're looking at for a cake mix, and you go over there, there were shelves and every flavor of cake you could imagine. So now they have to have room for all this other frills and stuff, and the selection of things has gone way down. That's why with Biden inflation and all, and the supply chain shortages and all that happened, you now got to go to three different grocery stores just to get what you need for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, whenever my wife drives in from the grocery store and I scurry out there to help her bring in the groceries, there are always three different types of bags in there where she had to go to three different stores. And we're just buying common things,
yeah,
you know, because they're too worried about getting in there and listening to music and having an inside barbecue and grass skirts and all that other crap that they're doing.
Crazy.
Cutting their own herbs. If I went into a grocery store and you got to cut your own herbs, I'd be like, what the hell is this? It's just like, you know, what is this, the fondue of grocery stores?
Yeah. That's why you go to a grocery store, so you don't have to like harvest your own corn and like slaughter a cow. Like, I'm not interested in picking up somebody else's dirty ass scissors and cutting off a few sprigs of parsley. I'm not interested.
They even give you the little gardening gloves to do it.
It was in the dirt, yeah. And they were like, it's a little gardening center. Here's a little wheelbarrow. Here's a tiny little wheelbarrow. Like in the garden, like when you gardening yourself. Get that shit out of here.
Farm friend.
So annoying.
Yeah, it is. It's very annoying. And you're not going back anymore?
I refuse to. And it was twice as expensive as the normal grocery store. So it's just dumb. Hmm. Twice as expensive. Need some damn coffee and toilet paper.
Can't even get your cart out of the beer cave.
And I got stuck in the effing beer cave like an asshole.
Was it a normal size cart or was it one of them little ones?
No, it was a normal size cart.
Those little tiny ones.
Yeah. It's all foreign beers. Like, and they put like the Coors Light like way in the back in the corner. And they're like, ugh, you know, domestics. Ugh.
Yeah.
Have you tried our jalapeno ale? I'm like, no. I'm going to try one. I'm going to dump it on your head. No one wants that shit.
But yeah, Ace, you walk around the grocery store drinking beer?
I did the other day, yeah.
Now, do you have to get it from over there at the bar thing, or can you just go ahead and crack open the six-pack that you're buying?
I think you've got to get it from the bar.
It'd be a hell of a lot better if you could do that. You can bust open a 12-pack.
I hadn't had a beer in a while, and I went over and grabbed one over there. It was delicious.
Eat some powdered sugar donuts. And while you had it. Yeah, oh, I didn't know you had to pay for it.
I don't like to walk and drink beer.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Yeah. I like to sit down with it, relax.
Yeah.
I can stand with it. Like while I'm cooking, barbecuing and stuff, or when I'm cooking in the kitchen, I can have a beer going on then. But if I'm just strolling around, there's something about it, like walking down a street festival or something, that's not as good for me.
Guy just DM'd us and said the Walmart in my town has a charity karaoke day sometimes with a live band and two big ass speakers blasting through the whole store, and the singers cannot sing at all. Oh, LOL. It messes me up shopping because you can barely hear the person that you're with.
What's a charity karaoke?
Bad I guess idea. You probably pay money to sing, and that money goes to a charity. So you go in Walmart and decide when you're in there, you know what? Yeah, I'll do Against All Odds by Phil Collins. I'll pay $5 to do a quick Ed Sheeran to get out of here.
Man, I just, I automatically rethink my decision to go into a place, no matter what the place is, if it's loud. You know, if I walk in and there's something loud going on, I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
It's, amateur. It's
a kryptonite.
Amateur karaoke in Walmart.
Like, how do we make this experience even more unpleasant to going into Walmart? Yeah. random people do karaoke.
This says with a live band, too. So you got a live band performing the karaoke.
Sign me up.
I can imagine. I don't know. This doesn't tell me it's going to be great.
Welcome, Dave, and the Blue Light Specials.
Yeah. Johnny and the Fallen Prices. Playing for your listening enjoyment.
Timmy in the Tweety Bird t-shirts.
They could be. They could be a band made up of exclusively Walmart employees.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm. That's awful.
Yeah, I would hate that. I'd find out when that was going on and make sure that I ordered to pick up on the curbside.
Not going that day.
At that time, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just insane. Because, I don't like live music anyway.
No. You don't like it in a great place, let alone right. Walmart.
I'm like, live music tonight at 7 on the sign outside. Okay, y'all, it tells me we need to get out of here before 7.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be up in here.
That's why you got to do self-checkout. All the cashiers are playing in the damn karaoke band. We got Donna on bass. Shredding. My God.
Yeah, I don't know. I would hate the amateur singers more than the walking in and just hearing a band playing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're having to pay somebody to listen to you sing, how bad is that?
Never heard of that model. Is that a successful model?
It might be.
Would you let me sing? Can I sing for you? I want to do Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
I mean,
what if I give you $10? Will you listen to me then? If I give you $10,
I doubt. I mean,
you never know. People in Walmart might be their opportunity and think, I'll pay $5 or $10 for charity to get up and do Adele.
Yeah. But then I would get up behind them and go, hey, what did they give you, $5 to get to sing? I'll give you $10 if you don't let them sing.
For real. That's how that yodeling kid, now that I think about it, that yodeling kid, remember?
He was
singing in a Walmart.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing like karaoke. He was just in an aisle.
Yeah, he was in an aisle. Mm-hmm. Yo, yo. And if I was hearing that shit, I'd be like, I'm going the other way. Huh? I mean, you're a good yodeler, but even a good yodeler. It's still a yodeler. Yeah. Yeah.
If someone asks, tell them it's more than a little funny. It's extra funny. More of Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
What do y'all think about men who wear underwear with ass pads built into it.
Huh?
You know, they make those ass enhancement underwears for men.
Lift your butt.
They do?
Or they're just maybe not even lifted. It's just pads. Make it look like you got a round butt. Oh, padded underwear.
That's ridiculous.
And more so than if it lifts your butt?
Yes. 100 times.
But what if it was for comfort reasons?
So you can sit down on a pad all the time? Mm-hmm.
He brings
it. But it's not for that, though.
Okay, well,
it's for it's for making your ass look better as a man, you know, filling out your jeans better with a round ass.
I was just thinking because I don't have an ass.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe it would help my back out.
Yeah, no ass at all.
Mm-hmm. Is that worse than a guy wearing a pad to make it look like he's more well endowed?
Ooh.
Or is it the same?
Probably the same. That's embarrassing both ways.
But I don't know. One's not worse than the other.
Which one you think is worse, Ace?
Yeah. Just thinking about it, I think wearing the pad to make you look more well endowed is more. To make your butt look bigger is more weird to me.
Yeah.
You'd wear a bulge pad?
No, I wouldn't wear either.
He's wearing a cod piece right now.
I'm not wearing either. I'm just saying if you had to choose one, I think that would just be less weird.
So what do you ladies think? You're about to be with a man for the first time, and as he's taking his clothes off, he's got a pad in the crotch of his underwear. Or two pads in the back of his underwear to make his butt look round and perfect. Which one is going to make you flinch the most?
That is bizarre.
Because at least, see, I think the ass pads are worse. Because at least if he's wearing a crotch pad, he's doing it to try to make himself look more manly.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's no different than a push-up bra at that point.
No, it's not. A padded bra, no.
That's a fair point.
No, but they get treated differently.
As they do. Yeah, they do.
Trust me, they do.
You wear one crotch pad.
Stuff one sock down your pants.
Yeah. My gosh, how embarrassing.
And they can't be comfortable.
No.
No, there's no way.
To be walking around with ass pads. But, I mean, is it any different than women wearing Spanx?
Yes.
Because they're changing the look of what they've got going on.
Or those TikTok leggings that women were wearing that really accentuate the butt. That's no different.
But it is, though.
Because men aren't supposed to do that, right?
Yeah. Rob said, "I have no ass."
I don't.
Like, it just goes from back to his knees.
Yeah, I just think that if I had an ass, it would make my back feel better. That's what he said.
How so?
Yeah. I would have more padding when I sit.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't have as much back trouble if I just had an ass. If I only had an ass.
I'm just sitting on the backs of my knees all the time. I have no ass. What is it? Well, I kind of want to see it now. I definitely want to see it. Just goes back. You just got a flat ass.
Yeah, it's very flat. Like, I have to, like for a belt, you know, some people, when they wear a belt, it just kind of sits on their butt.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a belt, the back of my pants are falling down all the time. It's bad.
It's bad.
Even with a belt, the back of his pants are falling down.
I have to, like, cinch it real, real tight to keep pants from falling off the back.
That's interesting.
Like Gru.
Yeah.
It's like Groot.
Gru, isn't that the guy's name?
From Despicable Me?
Yeah.
The Minions.
He always looks like his belt's really tight.
Yeah.
Huh. If I just had an ass, my health problems would all be over.
If I only had an ass.
I would feel great.
Everything I eat went to my stomach instead of my ass.
That's wild. Can you build an ass? You guys are into fitness. You can build the ass.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. You can. Those women do it all the time.
Yeah, it's harder for men to do than women, though, isn't it? Is it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's 2024. Get Rob an ass. We'll GoFundMe it.
Well, we got to get his back and leg healthy first before.
That would help it.
The chicken and egg situation. Like, was the back or the ass first?
You know, join us for Rob's Make an Ass Foundation.
It's like a Make-A-Wish kid. I just want an ass. I don't want to meet John Cena.
Have him on TV. And sob story, you know, going, music in the background. It's just this one boy who wanted an ass. I went to school with a girl who had no chin.
Really?
Yeah. You see these people sometimes that don't have a chin. But she had a dimple in the chin, like a, but where a chin would have been. Yeah. And those people can't put on pillowcases.
Damn.
You ever try to put a pillowcase on a big ass, like an extra king size pillow? You can't reach. I can't reach the bottom of it to get the thing started.
Yeah, I've never had that. Yeah,
you fold it.
I really feel like a child when I'm not tall enough and my arms aren't long enough to put on a pillowcase.
Yeah. I break a sweat making the bed sometimes.
What?
Sounds like we ought to be whittling as we're having this conversation.
Well, if you ever try to flip a king mattress by yourself, that's a pain in the ass.
Oh, well, it's more than just making the bed.
Yeah, you're not just making the bed.
I do that a lot.
We thought you meant like day to day. You're, whew.
That mattress you got's heavy, dude.
It's heavy as shit, and there's no handles on it. So I'm like bouncing on my face, and I'm like, you know, next to the ceiling fan because I'm stepping on the box springs. I got like pressed up against me. I'm like, if one fall move or one, you know, quick movement, I'm gonna be dead. Squashed in this thing.
How often are you supposed to do that?
Every 30 days, flip it. Every 90 days, flip it and rotate it.
Mm.
If you can, if it's not like one of those pillow top ones.
Pillow top, you just got to rotate it.
Yeah. Do you have a set on your calendar when you do it again? Do you get an alert?
No, I just remember.
Yeah. Because my wife will like write on, she has this dry erase board calendar thing.
Yeah.
And she goes, it takes it down every month and writes in all of the stuff that she's got to do on the old fashioned calendar. And she'll put on there, you know, what day we're supposed to change the air filters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That reminds me.
But we can't flip our mattress.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's an air bed, air mattress, like at a camp, like when you're camping.
Real cheap.
And you can't rotate it either?
Well, I guess you could just... the mattress doesn't come off. It's just an adjustable bed thing. Ace and I got those beds doing commercials for that Sleep Number.
Yeah, man. I made a bad decision on that deal. Bad decision. We'd just gotten one from... We'd done them in Columbia, I think. And they'd just given me a bed. And so I was single at the time, so I was divorced, and they got the other one. And I was like, I don't really need a new bed. I just got this one. I'd only had it a couple months. So I went to the place, and I said, you know, Peyton, I'll give you – you can have this bed. We'll go check it out. We go in. The guy recognized me walking in. He's like, I know what you need. He goes, this is what you need right here. And he took us over to the most expensive bed. I was like, we don't need the money. He goes, yeah, you do. Yep, this is the one you want right here. And he hooked it up. And that bed is amazing.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
Yeah. I would much rather be in that bed that we got for that particular thing.
Yeah.
But Jody likes the other one better. So, boy got that one that you're talking about that I got. He got that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Peyton telling me, Dad, when my friends come over, everybody wants to lay on the bed because it's so comfortable. And then it raises up and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It even vibrates.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, that one will massage you.
Damn.
Yeah,
a massage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the guy working in the store, I mean, it's nothing to him. He's just like, y'all are supposed to get, you know, demos, so to speak.
Yeah,
go pick out the most expensive one. Hey, you talking good about it, so y'all need to have a good experience.
And we did. We talked real good about it. Because
what was, like, the general price of it, do you remember?
Nah, I don't remember.
Thousands. I mean, thousands.
Yeah,
thousands.
She got the double... Whatever, it was a queen size bed because she didn't have room in her room for a king. And I think it was like, I don't know, it would have been $5,000 or $6,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Aiden got the king.
Oh, shit.
And that's why he can barely walk around his room because the bed takes up most of the room.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's incredible.
Awesome. Yeah. And immediately I was like, damn.
Screwed that one up.
Damn, I misplayed that hand on that one.
And Jody's like, I don't like it as much.
Like, okay.
Great.
Well, there we go.
A real Princess and the Pea situation.
Yeah. You know, and that's why boy, when he's in school, like the first thing he talks about getting to come home is sleep in his bed. So you go from that, you know, to sleeping in a dorm room with a mattress that's, yeah, you know, the thickness of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Is it on a, does it, his dorm room bed, does it have springs underneath it, or is it one of those where they just build it and put it on a flat, hard slab kind of thing?
Pretty much a flat. I think it's just flat. But he's got this giant foam mattress topper that goes on it that makes it pretty comfortable. You know, he's young, though.
Yeah.
When I was young, it didn't matter what the bed was. I never thought it was a comfortable bed. These kids too soft. They're too soft.
What am I going? Yeah, like I'm not the softest person. I'm like, yeah, they are too soft. That's true.
How are they going to protect us?
That's true.
But I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be sleeping on a dorm mattress either. But then again, I'm like 81 years old.
Yeah, you've already done it.
Yeah, I remember the first time that I knew, okay, this is a sign of aging, was when we went back home to visit during Christmas in Louisiana. And we used to get two long weeks off at Christmas. And my wife would, when we would still go to Louisiana for the holidays, would want to stay, you know, leave the day I got off and come back the day before I had to go back to work. I mean, she wanted to stay the whole time. And having to sleep on some of the nights, if they had other family coming in, if I had to sleep on an air mattress or something, I might as well have been sleeping on an ironing board. You know, and I was like, I'm getting down in my old back. And, you know, I wasn't even 40 then.
Yeah. An air mattress is bad, or the pull out, like the pull out sofa mattress.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like, that's hardly a bed.
I do think the air mattress often is better than that.
Absolutely.
That could be the most uncomfortable thing in the world to sleep on.
Do they have AC at least?
Well, yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is because when I was a kid, when we went to Michigan, none of my family had air conditioners.
Oh. Yeah, they do that a lot up there. They go, well, you would only need it about a month out of the year and
that's bullshit.
Yeah, I know. It still gets hot up there.
Well, and Rob's got to have it down, you know. Rob's expecting the temperature to be a little bit lower than normal
for him to sleep. I wouldn't want to go anywhere that didn't have any air conditioning.
Yeah. F that.
But a lot of those places, you don't need it.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, he's not getting the lake breeze from like Lake Michigan. They're more inland.
He's out there with Ted Nugent and them. He's in the wilderness out there. He's like,
they in the city.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.